Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from Monday's massive earthquakes in Turkey and northern Syria has passed 7,000 people, with rescue efforts continuing into another bitterly cold night. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul.
Rescue efforts continued overnight after this week's earthquakes in northern Syria and southern and eastern Turkey. Thousands of people have been rescued from the rubble in the past day, and thousands more have been found dead. People across the region are traumatized. Turkish officials say they are still assessing the damage as they continue to search for survivors. In 1999, a slightly smaller earthquake, a 7.6 magnitude, hit Istanbul, killing more than 17,000 people. Heather Murdoch, Istanbul, VOA News.
White helmet rescuers cheered in Syria as they pulled a young girl out alive from the rubble of a collapsed building on Tuesday. Noor's face was covered with dust and her body was buried in debris up to her chest, but rescuers told Reuters she was not badly injured. A rescuer dug through the debris with a gloved hand until he and a few others were able to carry the child out. Overwhelmed rescuers are struggling to save people trapped under the rubble, with despair mounting and the scale of the disaster hampering relief efforts. Germany, Denmark, and the Netherlands have announced plans to provide Ukraine with at least 100 refurbished Leopard 1 battle tanks. The announcement follows Germany agreeing last month to allow deliveries of the more modern Leopard 2 tanks. It also comes as Kyiv anticipates a new Russian offensive around the anniversary of the invasion. Meanwhile, Moscow's forces continued to shell Ukrainian towns and cities.